I will not be able to be made sick as long as I walk in obedience to God's word. I will walk in divine health. And you can do that. And if you mess up, like every one of us have at some time or another, you can repent of your sins and have somebody in faith pray for you and you can get healed.
Amen.
Isn't that a good God?
Amen.
I mean, you know, I've said this many a time. I'm not picking on her daughter or Esther. But, you know, if I was God, when we sin like that, you know what I'd do to us? I'd just go ahead and kill us. Aren't you glad I'm not God, Esther? I'm not as merciful as God. Aren't you glad I'm not God, huh? This girl back here, she's shaking her head too. I'm glad he's not God. Because if I was God, I'd have killed myself. See? You all know where I come from. How many of you wanted to kill somebody, you know, like this woman that come in here? She come to church here. She was an old woman. And she said, she heard me teach a couple times. She come up. She said, I got to tell you about my husband. She said, when I married my husband, I thought he was the best thing in the world. And she said, after I got married to him, I found out he was an alcoholic. Well, she said, I tried everything known to man for 5 years. And she said, one night he came in so drunk and he passed out on the bed. I had someplace I wanted to go, something I wanted to do, and there he is drunk. And I went in and I said, God, if I didn't know that no murder had eternal life, I'd kill him. But she said, he ain't worth going to hell for. So she said, Lord, I've tried for 5 years to do something to this guy, and I haven't been able to accomplish nothing. So she said, Lord, I'm going to turn him over to you. Now, you know the scripture says that? Turn them over to me. I judge them righteously. Why don't we believe God? But no, she's trying to do it herself. And so she finally says, after 5 years, she said, okay, God, I can't do nothing with him. You see what you can do with him. She said, in one week, my husband got gloriously saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. We've been married 40 years. 35 years has been heaven and 5 years were hell. She said, I should have turned him over to God the day I first got married to him. But see, she didn't know how the principles worked. If she had of, her life could have been a lot better. But praise God, she learned it within 5 years. How many women live in that mess for 40 years and don't never learn it? They never learn how to pray. All they learn how to do is fuss about their husband. And that ain't going to get nothing changed. Fussing. Only when you go to God can you get things changed. Verse 5 and 6. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now just think about this. You're going to be just like Jesus. Think about that. Is that quite a goal to shoot for? You're going to be just like Jesus. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. If that scripture says I shall not serve sin, guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to serve sin. When sin comes to me and says, oh, you need to do this. I think about a pastor I was listening to the other day. He has a big church. And he said, when I was a young man, he's a good-looking pastor. He's a good-looking man. He said, when I was a young man, he said, in fact, his wife actually told the first part of the story. She said, a lot of the women in our church, they wanted my husband. He was a very, you know, powerful man of God, and he loved God. It was obvious, and he loved everybody, and he was good looking, and I mean, he worked out. He had quite a physique on him and everything. And so she said, a lot of the women in our church wanted my husband. She said, one day a woman wanted an interview or discussion with my husband. And so said they went into his office, and when they did, she closed the door. So he said, I thought, wonder what's going to happen behind that closed door. But she said, I didn't go open the door. But the pastor said, she goes over and sits down and pulls her dress down over her nipple. And says, would you like to have some of this? He said, my flesh wanted to tear my clothes off and say, yes, I want some of that. Since he was a very beautiful woman. But he said, my spirit said, no, absolutely no. So he said, I stood up and told her, I said, you might as well cover your body back up. Mine and your discussion is over. And he went and opened the door and asked her to leave. But he said, my flesh wanted what I saw. See, that battle goes on in the heart of every man and woman until you die. Now, it may not be over sex in everybody's life. Some people may have mastered that. But for another one, it may be other things. I mean, some women, you know, they can conquer everything when it comes to sex. They got a good husband. That's all they want. But when they go downtown and see this beautiful dress, I mean, they've lost it. I mean, they got to have it. I mean, they'll die for it. They'll kill for it, you know. I mean, some women are almost that bad. Y'all know what I mean? I mean, wherever. But we all have our weaknesses. Yeah, it's just like me with alcohol. I mean, alcohol was never a temptation. Somebody tried to give me a bottle of beer one time. I opened the lid on it. I said, whoa, that stuff smells awful. I said, gee, that's the most terrible taste. I said, anything smells that bad? I sure ain't gonna taste it. So I said, no. And so guess what the devil hadn't tried to do with me? He hadn't tempted me with alcohol. Not at all. But do you know where my weakness is? Working on things. I love to work. I mean, I can just do things and I can just work hours and hours and hours and hours and give out and then rest 30 minutes and work 10 hours more. You know, I mean, I have an addiction to repairing and fixing things and I love it. I love it. So the devil, if he can, he'll keep me busy. Cheryl says, honey, let somebody else do some of this stuff. Said, you got enough money to let somebody else fix something. You don't have to do everything yourself. And I said, okay, honey, I promise I'll get somebody else to fix the truck. I lied. I fixed it myself. I'm sorry. I couldn't have it. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to fix it myself. Y'all see where I'm coming from? The enemy, he knows where your weakness is. You know where I'm coming from? You, every one of you in this room got a weakness somewhere. And the devil knows exactly what your weakness is. And he'll get you if he can. He'll do it to you. You know, I know. I've been there and done it. You know, so, but there's some things like alcohol and drugs and that kind of stuff. Forget it. I know what that stuff will do to your body. You couldn't tie me down and pour that stuff into me. Much less what I pay you for it. You know, you got to be stupid. But it says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ, and I do know that the body of sin might be destroyed. So the body of sin, we're going to destroy it because that's what Jesus did, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So we as Christians, we're not going to serve this sin anymore. Whenever sin tries to get us to do something, and some guys with their wife, you know, their wife will say something, and they'll just cut her off. I mean, say something sharp or nasty back to their wife, the one they married that they love. That should never be. Never be. And a woman should learn to submit to her husband in all things, even when he's not nice. She needs to learn to submit because God told her to. But a lot of women don't do a very good job there either. You know, I mean, some women get fighting mad when I say you got to submit to your husband. Whoa! You talk about getting thrown out of a church. Man, you can get thrown out of a good church sometimes if you got some bold women in that place that they don't want to serve their husbands. I'm in charge here, not him. Well, let me tell you, if you're in charge there, there's witchcraft in your house. That's what the scripture says. Scripture clearly says if the woman is in charge in the house, witchcraft and all forms of evil are in your house. Isn't that something? 1 Samuel 15:23. Let's see what that says. 1 Samuel 15:23. Let's look at this. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. See, rebellion, if a woman is not in subjection to her husband, she's in rebellion. If a wife will not submit to her husband, she's in rebellion to God. And you wonder why you're sick and afflicted. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness, does it pay good dividends to be stubborn? I don't think so, no. For stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, Saul, God has rejected you from being king. Isn't that something? You know, but you know, a lot of women don't understand that if they're in rebellion in their home, all forms of evil are going to be in their house. The devil's going to be there. They wonder why their children go bad. They wonder why their kids are on drugs. They wonder why their daughter's sleeping around. They wonder all these things. Wonder why the daughter gets pregnant out of wedlock. It's all because you have not been obedient to God. Now, when a man and a woman in total obedience to God, your children will not go astray. They will not go astray. They will serve God. Because if they're living like that, okay, let's go back where we were there in Romans 6. Romans 6, verse 7. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, is that good? If you died, you're free from sin. You don't have to worry about it no more. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So we're going to live in the Spirit with Christ. Verse 9 and 10. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. So he died once, and he's alive unto God, and he can't change. And we're supposed to walk right in those footsteps. Verse 11 and 12, you'll see where he gives us a choice here. Likewise, reckon you also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So how should we see ourselves? Dead to what? Sin. Absolutely right. We are dead to sin. Somebody said, well, you know, you're going to sin today. You say, oh, no, that woman died. She's dead. She's gone. She can't die. She can't sin no more. I ain't going to resurrect that beast. You know, I'm going to leave her dead. I'm going to walk off in the Spirit here. So let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. You know how hard that is to do? You know how easy it is to sin? Oh, it's so easy. I mean, it depends on, I'll tell you what makes it easy or hard. It depends on whether you're in the Word a lot or whether you're not in the Word. If you're not in the Word, hey, I mean, the flesh has no problem. You just get upset at anybody, you do anything, you fall. That woman comes in and exposes herself before you in the pastor's office. You're on the couch, in your pastor's couch, and you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. Can you imagine something like that? Those kind of things happen in this world.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I've Got Jesus Riding With Me, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.